The head of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says proposed offshore drilling plans for Alaska's coasts should be reined in because of concerns over oil spills, fisheries, marine mammals, and local residents. Dr. Jane Lubchenco weighed in last month on a proposed five-year Outer Continental Shelf development plan that calls for leases in the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas and Bristol Bay, as well as Atlantic, Pacific, and Gulf Coast regions. In a 26-page report recently made public, NOAA says development should not be done in the North Aleutian Basin because of its environmental sensitivity and the high value of commercial fisheries, particularly in Bristol Bay. It also calls for a ban on Arctic drilling until oil spill cleanup and prevention technology is improved. The report says a precautionary approach should be used in the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas because of warming temperatures and opening sea ice, which may lead to unanticipated changes. NOAA's concerns were met with disappointment by the Alaska Governor's Office, which strongly supports the proposed offshore plan. Governor Sean Parnell traveled to Washington last month to ask Interior Secretary Ken Salazar to quickly approve it. The governor's D.C. office director, John Katz, says the state believes offshore drilling can respect the environment and Alaska's coastal people.
Naturally, we would have preferred that NOAA be more supportive of OCS oil and gas development, but then I remind myself that they have certain statutes and a particular perspective which they bring to bear on these issues.
Katz says, by contrast, he believes the Interior Secretary will have a broader perspective because Salazar has said he does support increasing domestic oil and gas production. Katz says it's hard to know if one Obama administration agency's opinion is a signal of a general policy direction, but he says it's not unheard of for departments to arrive at different conclusions.
I think this is part of a normal process that occurs in federal public policy making. The Secretary directs the lead federal agency, but other agencies weigh into federal decisions, and their input is considered along with input from other sources. So I don't see this as particularly significant from that perspective.
Members of the group Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, or PEER, applauded NOAA's comments, saying they represent opinions of some of their members who work at NOAA. PEER's executive director Jeff Rook says the report shows the Obama administration is welcoming open dialogue.
We thought this was particularly notable because it is coming from a sister federal agency. It's comments submitted from NOAA to the Department of Interior. And because NOAA is raising objections that we hadn't heard for the last 8 years.
Rook says while NOAA is not the decision maker, the agency's comments may open up future legal challenges.
How much NOAA's concerns are taken into account in setting policy remain to be seen. We thought it was striking that it's the first time it had been articulated. And to the extent the concerns aren't integrated into federal policy, they'll likely be the basis of lawsuits from conservation and native organizations that sued before.
Interior Secretary Salazar has not said when his department will announce its decision on the five-year offshore development plan, which would run from 2010 to 2015, slowed down the process and extended the public comment period. Before last month's deadline to weigh in, it received more than 500,000 comments, including the NOAA report.